Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I presume that everybody experienced the weather last night. Maybe you lost some power. Maybe you saw the hail. Maybe you saw the sheets of rain go by your window. Was anybody expecting that? Really expecting that? No. That's a good illustration for today's message. You may have heard the old saying that life is what happens when you're making plans. Peter experienced that way back at the beginning of the early church. You remember Peter, the go-getter, the guy who was chosen to be the rock upon which the church would be built? The one who told Jesus he was going to bathe him when Jesus just asked to have his feet washed? That Peter. Peter had plans and ideas. And he knew who he wanted to include in the church. And then he had a vision. Imagine that sheet. Imagine the animals being dropped on it. What did it mean? Well, we could spend hours debating what that might mean. We could debate whether we should be accepting someone's visions. But there was a debate going on in the church at its start. And that was who got to be included. So was Jesus' message just for the Jews? Or was it just for the Jews and people who went through the process of ritual conversion? Or was it for everyone? That wasn't decided. It wasn't clear. Now, you may be aware of the kosher laws in Judaism. They're kind of complex, beyond the basics. Don't mix milk and meat. Don't eat pork products. Don't eat shellfish. It also is a way to distinguish one community from another. Because the wider Gentile world, they ate everything. And if people from those two communities got together, what happened? There was some separation going on. And the message of the early church was that separation needs to stop. That message to Peter in the form of that vision was set your visions aside. Now, it's just like Peter to tell God, I've never eaten anything profane. If you listen to his words closely, it's as if he's telling God that he is purer than God is. What's God's response? No. You do not deem unclean anything that I have made. So yes, we can talk about food, we can talk about people, we can talk about beliefs. All are included. Think about that. All are included. Are you comfortable welcoming everybody into the church? Really comfortable doing that? So yesterday, this place was filled with lots of people making music. And I'm glad that our church welcomes the community into its space. But as a professional preacher, I can't help wish that the crowd we had here yesterday was the crowd we had here this morning. Do you share the message? Do you talk to your friends and your family about why church is important to you? Or do you keep it to yourself? Well, I don't like to talk about religion. So I'm going to put a couple of members on our congregation on the spot, but not naming them by name. But we have some members who work over at the Price Chopper. And they always greet people with a smile. And they've said on occasion to other people who work there that that's my pastor. They're not ashamed. They're not walking around with sandwich boards saying, I'm some Christian nut. But they are showing comfort with this community. How hard is that to do? So as an aside, I couldn't help but think that Elijah was coming into the sanctuary. But Passover's beyond us. But really, how hard is it to welcome strangers in? So yes, everybody's welcome here. I would not shut the door on anyone to our sanctuary. I will challenge them if they want to preach something I find to be really off the wall. If they want to talk to us about observing another religion, we're not doing that. But everybody is welcome to come worship God. Everyone is welcome to be in this community. That's not really hard, is it? So you may wonder why we read three passages this morning. So I want to turn our attention to Revelation for a moment. And frankly, these are some of the most beautiful words in Scripture. And people know them. They know this vision of the city remade. But guess what? People all too often try to make this city. We don't do a very good job of it. Our urban planners work hard. I don't doubt their dedication to their jobs. But sometimes their choices mystify me. And we talk about how we can engineer behavior and other attitudes. We can't do that alone. So we have to welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And yes, we're approaching Pentecost, and that's the day when the Holy Spirit is celebrated. But Pentecost happened 2,000 years ago. And today we need to ask ourselves, how are we hindering God's work? So yes, the Holy Spirit has come to each and every one of us. But we have to let the Holy Spirit into our hearts. So you have the power to shut the door on God. You have that power. Are you comfortable with that? You should want to welcome God into your heart. I know many of you do through your actions and your worship. And sometimes it may be surprising. But this church has been here for more than 200 years because people let the Holy Spirit into their hearts. Now, I hope it will be here for another 200 years more. Barring the return of Jesus. But it is only going to be here if we let others know about it. So it was somewhat heartening yesterday when I came to the Big Sing program put on by the Music Center out in front of the lawn, and a couple of people I knew walked up to me and said hi, and then they asked me where our welcome banner went. And I told them that the brace had broken and it needed to be replaced. But that symbol of welcome is something that is noticed in the community. That is a sign of who we are. Doesn't matter who you voted for, doesn't matter what TV shows you like, doesn't matter how you dress, you are welcome here. It's that simple. It's that easy. And it's something for which we should give thanks to God. So in closing, before we do give thanks to God, I just want to turn to the passage from John. And this new commandment that is offered to us is really important, that we love one another. Just as God has loved us, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are God's disciples, if you have love for one another. So those words are 2,000 years old. And some people got the message because the church endured. And it survived the stupidity of humans who are capable of doing really boneheaded things. But the message of God's love endures. And I hope you all feel God's love. And I hope you know God's love. And I hope that you and I will all share God's love. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gifts of the Gospels and for the New Testament and for the Hebrew Bible and for all the words that attest to your greatness and your power and your love and your glory. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.